AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FBI Director Chris Wray has been getting questions by the Senate Judiciary Committee about the Capitol riot.
Our people were overrun by the nut jobs.
This is Louisiana Republican John Kennedy. Wray says the FBI considers the riot in January as domestic terrorism.
Terrorism today, and we saw it on the 6th, moves at the speed of social media.
Wray says there's a lot of hate.
The amount of angry, hateful, unspeakable, combative, violent even rhetoric on social media exceeds what anybody in their worst imagination is out there.
Wray says contrary to some Republicans, there's no evidence that anti-Trump groups were involved in the riot. He also defended the FBI's handling of intelligence indicating the prospect for violence. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Merck will help Johnson & Johnson boost production of its new coronavirus vaccine. She says other companies can't do this type of thing.
The manufacturing process for Pfizer and Moderna does not allow for smooth transfer from one manufacturer to another in the same capacity. So this was a step taken because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a more traditional vaccine.
At least 15 people were killed in Southern California when an SUV believed to be carrying 27 people crashed into a semi-truck. The Supreme Court appears ready to uphold voting restrictions in Arizona in a key case that could make it harder to challenge other voting measures Republicans have proposed following last year's elections. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona says no one in the organization covered up for former pitching coach Mickey Callaway, who's under investigation by Major League Baseball following allegations of sexual harassment. Pennsylvania's Republican Party expressed its disapproval but no censure of Senator Pat Toomey over his vote to convict Donald Trump during the second impeachment trial. This is AP News. Activist and former advisor to President Clinton, Vernon Jordan, has died.
Jordan's daughter, Vicki Jordan Adams, released a statement to CBS News saying her father died last night surrounded by loved ones. He was 85. Jordan was an unofficial aide in the Clinton White House, but before that, he was head of the National Urban League, becoming the face of Black America's modern struggle for jobs and justice. While in that high-profile position, he nearly died in 1980, when he was shot outside his hotel following a speaking engagement. He needed 5 surgeries and spent 3 months in the hospital recovering. I'm Mike Hempen.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev turned 90 today. He has been staying in a hospital as a precaution during the coronavirus pandemic. President Vladimir Putin congratulated Gorbachev in a letter published by the Kremlin. President Biden also congratulated him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.